Hello out there in the land. Thanks so much for joining. This is show number 2 with Dr. Felicia Foster. And today's topic is going to be about food battles. But before we get into the show, this episode, I will do my disclaimer. The information that will be shared on any of my podcasts is for information purposes only, while the information shared will be based on personal experiences, also from research and scientific articles. The information does not replace sound medical advice. So we want to share information to make everyone aware, but we also want you to make certain if you're changing your diet and your lifestyle that you consult with your physician. So, also I must be upfront with you. I'm doing this episode from the treadmill, so this is going to be a little tricky. I'm going to be multitasking because I'm committed to getting in my daily exercise. So with that being said, let's dive right in. I hope you enjoy this show on food battles. So many of you, if you're following me, you know my shows are all about wellness, health and wellness. And there are many things that encompass health and wellness, and it's not just about food or weight loss. I like to think that there are 8 pillars of health and wellness, and I'll talk about them all at some point during some episode. But tonight we're talking about food. It's nighttime for me. In this episode, we're talking about food. How many of you can relate? Whenever you decide that you are going to get it in gear, you finally make up your mind, I'm going to do this health and wellness journey thing, and something always comes up. Someone is going to tempt you with food, birthday party, a wedding, some special occasion, or let's face it, our everyday lives are not balanced when it comes to food. And I'm calling this episode the food battle because that's literally what it is for many of us. Because we don't know what are proper food combinations, it's literally a battle between something that we need to sustain life and choices. Because that's all it is when we're consuming a diet, is food choices. So we're losing that battle in the food choice arena. So this episode is just pointing out how if we are trying to lose weight, it's really a science to it. And in knowing and understanding that science to weight loss, we have to know and understand the food battle. If we don't eat the proper food combinations, we are not going to lose weight. And the proper food combinations for me may not be the same for you, but there are some basics to food combining that I have on my journey utilized and experienced success, and I think it could be universal across the board. And that is, all of us are failing at achieving the appropriate protein to carb ratio. So you want to say, why did she say we're failing? I said that because carbohydrates are important in weight loss. And they're important in weight loss because Carbohydrates are the food group that control the insulin hormonal response. When we eat in overabundance of carbs, we cause our insulin to have to do some extra work, so our bodies produce more insulin than is necessary. So when we eat an overabundance of carbohydrates, our bodies are going to store it as fat, all that it don't use for fuel. So even if you are not a diabetic, if your carb to protein ratio is not correctly, guess what? You can pretty much guarantee that you are having insulin spikes. And that's really what we want to make sure we avoid when we're trying to lose weight. Because when we have insulin spikes, or when we have uncontrolled insulin, that's when we start to store fat, which is the opposite of what we want to achieve when we're trying to lose weight. So the recommended ratio is a 2-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein. If we can get that right on a day-to-day basis, we've won half the battle. And so that's why I say it's a battle, a food battle. Because on a day-to-day basis, we are not eating the appropriate carb-to-protein ratio. So we're wondering why we go to the gym or do some type of exercise on a consistent basis, but we're not achieving the results we expect. And it's because the number one thing that we need to get right is that food battle, our diet. That's the most important component to weight loss. So until we get that right, some of the other pillars of weight loss are not going to fall in place and not going to make a big difference. And there are some others that we'll talk about. But on this show, this episode, we're talking about the food battles. So you can't get your carb to protein ratio correct because most of us don't know how to categorize food. And I'm laughing because I was in the same boat. I just thought food was food. I grew up a country girl. We had a garden. And putting food into categories was just not a priority. So when I started on the health and wellness journey, not only trying to control my weight, but trying to restore my health, I was failing horribly because I was in that food battle. And I was in the food battle because I didn't understand how to put food into the proper categories. So there are some basic things, some foundational knowledge that we have to acquire before we can achieve our ultimate goal, which is getting to a healthier weight, and for many of us, improving our health. So the one thing we want to remember is that we can't eat an overabundance of carbs and expect to lose weight. So we gotta identify what's a protein in our diet, and we gotta identify what's a carb in our diet. And we got to make sure we're eating good carbs and not the processed ones like the cakes and the cookies and all that stuff that we don't need. So if you don't understand that, I would recommend getting with a coach that can help you properly categorize your foods and get on the right street to to losing weight and achieving optimal health and wellness. And if you are looking for a coach, you can reach out to me and I will share my knowledge with you. And I have a secret weapon that some others don't have. I'm connected to others who are professionals and experts in the area of nutrition. So the support system is here if you want it. We all need support. So the main things to remember is we gotta have a 2-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein to make sure we don't have insulin spikes, because insulin spikes is what's causing us to store fat. So I just wanted to share that piece of information because I've gotten a few questions on what do you eat, how do you know how much to eat. Some things are going to have to be visually shared, but there are some things we can verbally discuss as well. And so for me, when I'm doing right, and I try to make sure that's 80% of the time, because let's face it, in life we all are going to go to a birthday party. We're going to do something. We're not going to be all or nothing. Most of us are going to live by 80-20 rule. So we got to know how to eat, so that even if we are going to the birthday parties and all those other places, once we learn how to eat and control the insulin spikes, learn what foods actually contribute to that, even on the 20% days, we won't have total chaos and pandemonium, which is what we want to avoid. And I can attest to that, because when you don't know, you will find yourself gaining and losing the same pounds and get frustrated. And it's not because what you're doing is not working. It's because we got to get the foundational knowledge down. And once we get the foundational knowledge, that's when we can win. So our goal is to start out with learning how to put our foods in their appropriate categories, making sure we have a 2-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein, and let's do it. A little bit of information at a time. How do we eat an elephant? One bite at a time. We didn't gain weight overnight. We're not going to lose weight overnight. But if we get the right foundation and we learn it, this will truly be a lifestyle instead of just another fad diet. So, thanks for letting me share with you. Until next time, be blessed. Be well. Be prosperous.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.